The takeover of Apapa Road by petrol tankers and trucks going to the ports to load petroleum products is no longer news, but the suffering inflicted on the masses cannot be neglected. This morning, some residents from Ikorodu said they set out for work at about 6 a.m. early enough to get to their place of work in good time, but did not reach till 11 a.m. and beyond due to heavy traffic jam, causing vehicles to move even slower than the speed of a snail, while at some points were at standstill for minutes. Many people had to abandon the commercial buses they were commuting in and resorted to trekking long distances just to make sure they did not report too late to the offices. We gathered that petrol tankers and trucks, which line up on the two sides of the Apapa Road and even extended to Rile, Oshodi and other linking routes, trapped smaller vehicles, including commercial buses and private cars, which also use the roads. The traffic spilled over to even distant major and minor roads, such that commuters in Ojulegba, Surulere, Ikorodu, Lagos Island, and others were affected. According to a resident, one way to tackle congestion on the roads by tankers is for authorities to establish more bays so that trucks can park while waiting for their turn to be called in to load petroleum products at the many petroleum tank farms on Apapa and Tinkan Ports access roads.
Trailers are parked in a particular place. If you don't find them on the road, when they have calls to go to the port, they will give them numbers.
Also reacting, President Shippers Association of Nigeria, Mr. Jonathan Nico, and an official of the Nigerian Ports Authority, Mr. Ignatius Uche, wondered why it is taking too long to reconstruct the port's access roads.
We have made a lot of input to the federal government. There is no excuse whatsoever for them not to repair the port access road.
When it rains, that compounds the problem. Coconut bottom coming to Tinkan. All those areas are no-go areas. Tankers are even falling inside the gully. That gives room for all these area boys to operate.
Meanwhile, commercial motorcyclists, popularly called Okada riders, who were the only transporters able to maneuver the gridlock, took advantage of the situation to make bricks business, charging almost 5 times more than the normal fare. In Lagos, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.